Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Whoa. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think we bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
They just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't wanna see you last. That Jacob, $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play deep. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the Vinci. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'm gonna have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture when I swim, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Oh, yes, he did.
Where we at, go? Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze or rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the pub, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all the shit, it's all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been it up a hump, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them on only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in with great ceremony. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him, and bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. How you speaking to the souls of men? Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike, really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on his roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor, cause I throw them in. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All his pain from the outside inspired all his growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They done fucked around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, this is New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down. Whoa.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. Whoa. They count us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is all that she did.
But I-
cash money over everything. It's in my blood, I feel it running in every vein. I'm from the mud, I am a missile like a stud. What's really good, I'm about that ruckus like Spud. And I say it on my flow at cash money like a rug. Tied to the fucking bird man like a lug. And dear Mr. Ronald Williams, to you, I shall forever give thanks like a pilgrim. Cash money million, heir to the throne. Going at their heads like hair in a comb. Sitting by the window, I just stare at the stone. Know I'ma get through it like hair in a comb. Y'all money over bitches, my niggas trust my senses. And I will take a desert as the Lord is my witness. And you all have witnessed, but I am not finished. So keep your mouth closed and let your eyes listen. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me, baby, I'm me. So who you? You're not me, you're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm still a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami. Sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies. I'm rapping when you sleep, I was rapping when you were in jammies. Mel Gibson flow, lethal weapon, book 'em Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you, Monster Wayne. I have just swallowed the key to the house of pain. Now I'm stuck here to deal with the house's pain. Fuck with me, I would peel like the house's pain. Let's go, niggas don't wanna see me cause I'm better and bold. The only time I will depend is when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within, so I shit on myself cause I'm so sick and tired of shit on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuffs. And there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit. Yeah, I'm me, I'm me. Bitch, I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? Fuck you, you're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I am a motherfucking cash money millionaire.
Fucking with me, man. You already know that pimpin'. Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
You already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game.
What's poppin', y'all?
What's good with everybody?
Appreciate y'all out there. Still kind of getting myself together. I just came from a little event. So, long day, y'all. But what's good, y'all? What's poppin' out there? What's poppin', what's poppin'? I don't know what I'm gonna get into today. I'm just gonna flow in a second. I'm still getting plugged up, so I was gonna play some more music, but I didn't wanna have y'all thinking all I'm gonna do is just play some music. Stuff is always tangled up. What y'all weekend like, man? Everything good out there? Don't forget, calling number is 563-999-3458. And press 1 if you got questions. I'll get to questions in a little bit. What's good? I'm still trying to get plugged up. And shit tangled up. We had a good week so far. Started off with a bang yesterday. You know, something a little bit impromptu. Connected with a brother on IG, and we went from there. Great conversation, great community interaction. I know I learned something. I don't know everything, but I know I learned something. And I hope everybody else that had the opportunity to listen also learned something. But nonetheless, what can I say? We're still moving along. I'm so tangled up. We're still moving along, y'all. I updated Telegram, I guess, chat. Yeah, Telegram chat for those that are interested in building community. And what I would like to say is I would hope that you all don't just join to be quiet, so to speak, that you all join and actively participate. You know, you get the most out of it. Like, I've been trying to build this platform for everyone because, you know, a lot of times, I don't know what it is with some of the interactions I've had. We have people that they are hesitant, if you will, right, to invest in some of this information. So you get creative and you find other ways to get them involved. And then they come in and they don't take full advantage of it. So I don't know what's best or better in that instance, but it's definitely a little bit baffling as to why, you know, you all don't come in and take advantage of the platform that's being offered to you all. Nonetheless, we updated IG. We updated Discord. So all of these links can be found on our IG channel. Let me make sure y'all can hear me. Yeah. Y'all can find that on the IG channel and the links in the bio. Just click the link tree and it'll show you everything you need to know. So take advantage of these platforms. They're here for a reason. A lot of people benefited because Quasi, if y'all don't know, y'all need to check out Quasi. Jump on his IG. He got tons of information there that will lead you to some of his other resources, but I know he's on Patreon. I'm not sure what else he's into, but, you know, check out IG and then you'll get some directions from there. Y'all want to go check out the last show, not even show, but the conversation we had yesterday, like I said, because of the information that it contains. But you know, these platforms are here to serve you all. You all benefited from the conversation yesterday because Quasi deemed it appropriate to just, I guess, have our first interaction live on IG. And I don't know if y'all can tell, like, I was a little bit excited throughout the conversation. Because finally, I feel as though I'm connecting with somebody that assimilates to the same type of information. I can't say we have the same mindset. And I can't say we have the same views on all the topics we kind of ran over yesterday. If you listen to it, we had different perspectives. But all, I guess, for simplicity, all kind of like with the same background or same information. I am going to take questions, so give me a little bit. Let me get through. I like to just try to create a sense of direction for the show first, and then I'll take some questions. Just give me a little bit to kind of formulate my thoughts. But yeah, the conversation was great. It was dope. And I hope y'all learn from it. So in the same breath, what I was trying to get to is I need you all to do the same thing with these platforms. when I invite you to Blog Talk, there's no fee. I actually pay for Blog Talk, you know, so we come out of pocket for this platform. Now, the reason why I like Blog Talk is because I can talk. I'm pretty sure they're listening, but I can talk a little bit more freely, I guess, for lack of a better term. And, you know, we haven't made a wave yet, but I talk more freely and you all can come in and ask your questions. So now you get the opportunity to ask your questions live on the air. So it's going to benefit somebody else who gets the answers from your question. I'm not going to do that every single day per se, but, you know, that's the mindset, right? To get you all in after we discuss some topics. So you got Blog Talk free, YouTube free. All you got to do is subscribe. Telegram free. All you got to do is subscribe. The Discord free. I love Discord. That's my favorite platform to interact with because I love when I can show you all like my computer screen, like what Quasi was doing yesterday. Like he was able to turn his phone around to the laptop or whatever the case may be and share with y'all. I like to just plug in and show y'all. So take advantage of these things before you all start to complain about anything with monies or things like that. You know what I mean? I'm here to disseminate the information, share it with you. The information for me is always free. And the reason why I say that is because it's not my information. All I did was just take the time to study it, and I'm giving you my perspective if I so choose. But for the most part, my time is, you know, precious to me. So if I'm going to spend time doing other things other than, you know, doing what I want to do, so to speak, you know, spend time with family, you know, study and continue to show myself approved, whatever it may be, so hang out with some friends. I only got one friend, but hang out with my boy, you know what I mean? So whatever it looks like. So, but I should be able to do that. That's my choice, right? So if I'm going to spend time teaching or hanging out or whatever the case may be, then it changes the dynamics. This we do for free. We actually don't do it for free because we come out of pocket, but we're here. As for tonight, we've been chopping up trust for the last couple shows, I think. And I don't know if we are able to take maybe some of the energy from yesterday and transfer it. I'll tell you, I'm feeling a little sluggish because I told you I had a long day. But I'm not going to let that deter me. This is my time and this is what I enjoy doing. I enjoy digging into this information. So we're going to dig in today. Let's see. One of the things I didn't get a chance to clarify yesterday was they had asked what were the three things they had to master, because I had brought that up. So let me start there for a second. The three things you want to master is realistically affirmations, I was saying, the postal inspector and how to maximize them, and then the notary was the third one. So I had drew a blank, even though we were talking about notary. I drew a blank, and I couldn't remember to share that. So for those that were listening that are here today that, you know, were seeking that information, besides that, the most interesting thing that came out of yesterday's conversation, I'm going to touch on it, is the fact that a lot of you all have a true misconception of what managing your affairs would actually truly look like. And when I say manage your affairs, again, you have to assimilate that with the language out there of operating privately. Right. So when you're managing your affairs, when you're in control, when you're in charge, when no one else can tell you how to, what to, when to, that's what I mean by managing your affairs. If you have to rely on somebody else to do part or whole of something, then you're not in control. So the most interesting thing that came out of yesterday is bringing us back to the estate. And I am so excited to hear someone else speak on the topic and then also share their experience. So, you know, I'm immediately thankful for the vindication, if you will, because a lot of people tell me a lot of things, and the things that they tell me is what they, what they tell me mostly is what they cannot do. And one of the things that they cannot seem to do is get a recording of their BC on the record. And I say it like that because that's ultimately what you need to do. And what we were able to demonstrate to the audience was how erroneous that is. 100% erroneous. As a matter of fact, the place in which he went to get the information was the place in which is telling you, you can't do it. Fascinating. So I'm going to park on that a little bit today. Mainly because I don't think people really, and I mean, I was a little animated. I know I was animated because it was some fun shit that we were doing yesterday, but I need y'all to understand that the time is now. And if you would only listen, if you would only take heed to the information being disseminated, if you would only take on a spirit of perseverance, if you would only take on a spirit of thick skin, if you would only take on a spirit of, I don't accept no, then you can move mountains. I don't have any code that I really want to get into. I was going to talk about beneficial ownership as it relates to this information, this piece of information, the estate, right? But if you can't follow the foundation of it, then it's pointless. So first and foremost, you all need to accept some of these principles. What exactly is the name? What exactly is that calling? What does it represent? So this is now the second instance that, ironically, we can discuss someone who is deceased in law. And, you know, I was contemplating this yesterday. And I just kept thinking about the term. And after I say this, I might just hang up the phone. This is so crazy. You know, I look up the term deceased, and it says no longer living. Let me just tell y'all for a second. I'm going to look up a different term. I talked about this briefly yesterday. I explained it on there, so let me go into it. And this term is I want regular definition. I don't want... This term is deceited. When you look at the regular definition, well, those are legal dictionaries, I guess. Right, I'm not seeing a regular one for deceiting. It looks like all these law dictionaries pop up for me. Let me click one of the law dictionaries. Let's see what they say. All right, an individual who has died. That's what they say it is. Give me one second. I want to look at the different term. And I'm going to tie it all together. Hopefully. All right. Should always take me a minute. All right. So, so yesterday the topic of land came up in the midst of it. So I'm trying to break this down as best as I can with a straight face. Because they do this thing to us where they literally just put it in our face. Literally. It's just always so weird. So I'm trying to look up the code for y'all. I've given this out because y'all love codes. It's 21713322. All right. Taxpayer identification number. An infant is the decedent of an estate. And this is all I'm going to park on tonight. This is all I'm going to park on. Just that one statement I just... So if an infant who is considered to be a minor, who if you go into other codes, they tell you that a minor is someone under 18, but also someone over 18. And why is that important? Because the person who's over 18 has not taken over their account. And it's considered a minor account, right? So status in all of this plays a key role. And it's all status. I'm going to prove it to you. Let's start with decedent, right? Because we talked about this yesterday. So D is a prefix, people. D is a prefix. Does anyone know what the prefix D means, D-E? D-E is to take away from something, right? So the reason why this is important is because they compound the words. I didn't mean to pause like that, but they compound the words, right? So if we have D meaning one thing, what does cease mean? Now, cease means to cause to come to an end, no longer continue. So if y'all haven't caught on by now, let me help you. If D is a negative and cease is already somewhat of a negative behavior, right? See something, stop, right? So stop something. When you put two negatives together, what they tell you you get? Have you ever heard two negatives equal a positive? Maybe it's just me. If you have heard that, then you have to take a look at these words. Oh, I had jumped from deceit into deceit. My bad. They sent the... But let me stick with deceit. So if it's no longer living, if the definition of the entire compounded word deceased is no longer living, and cease already meant no longer continuing, right? Why did they need to add a negative to it? Because they just changed it. If you are deceased, you are now, picture this, alive. Real life. Real life. And I'm going to prove it again. Where I went was decedent. Decedent, here's what it says, the person who has died, sometimes referred to as the deceased. No longer living. That's how it reads, right? So, a decedent estate is the real and personal property that an individual holds upon his or her death. But I promise you, it's a corporation that needs to cease to exist. But not from the perspective of it ceases, but so much so that it's actually going to be brought into what is considered being alive. I know it doesn't make sense. I know it doesn't. And I'm going to try my best to help you. So let's do it this way. Can anybody tell me what the term seed means? I brought that up yesterday. Seed means to transfer, right? So let me just look that up for you, give you confirmation. Why do you do that? All right, seed. All right, so seed, why do they keep giving me this pop-up? To yield up, to grant, to surrender, to withdraw, to assign, generally used to designate the transfer of property. But how do they typically use it? The transfer of property, supposedly from one government to another. To cede means to assign, to transfer, to grant. Go back and listen to the show. These are terms that were thrown out yesterday, right? But I dove in on that for the simple fact that people, even after, you know, some of the conversation that was had, people are still having a hard time figuring out exactly what they need to do. And I say that as it relates to recovering that so-called straw man. So, in the simplest of ways, what this should help you understand is that if you want to live, you need to force them to acknowledge that something else does not exist. Not in the real world. In their corporate world, yes. But not in the real world. Hence, it's going to force you to occupy the number one office. Right? Obviously, y'all can tell my energy is different than when I talk to somebody, right? Yeah, I'm not the same unless I got that type of interaction. Unless I try to hype myself up, which I don't do a good job of. But nonetheless,
you got to make a claim to something, right? And once that claim is acknowledged, then you can go ahead and assign or grant, or better yet, withdraw. So, said I'm not going to pivot off of this. So, to frame it for you, a decedent is one who has not claimed that transfer. Not even claimed, but made that transfer, excuse me. So, one who has not made the transfer that is set up of property for their benefit. A lot of y'all hear that and then say, that's just SKV trust. Yes. Right? But it's not so much this SKV trust. That's what gives you the right to make your equitable claim. I went over that the other day. I know that went over some people's head. Where's my picture? And the reason I'm bringing it back up is because you all still need to understand or overstand just how to do that. So the way to do that is to claim an equitable interest in that name. I put it that way. Before I go any further, I got to look at 1666 again. An act for redress of inconveniences by want of proof of the deceased. They say deceased. Of persons, capital. Yo, I'm so nice with this shit. This shit retarded. Of persons. Can't be you, man. Just can't. Stop thinking it's you. But these persons are lost beyond the sea, absenting themselves sometimes. But the lives estate, and a lot of y'all don't know what the lives estate is. I'm not going to look up the term. I'm just paraphrase it for you. The lives estate is every single thing that is considered your energy, your labor, your property, your, but I mean that from the perspective that they've taken that and invested it. So everything that the estate that they've accumulated has produced has a claim that has been abandoned. The claim is out there waiting for someone to come and say, hey, it's mine. The first section they said is a recital that the Seth gave V have gone beyond the sea. You know, this is the other thing. Everybody's so confused about what the fuck it said. Oh, shoot. Sorry. My bad. About what a SESKV is, right? SESKV is simple, y'all. It's a term that is now interchangeable with beneficiary. So if you know how to read this, it's going to say recital that beneficiary have gone beyond the sea. All right? So in this way, they're looking for actual acknowledgement that they cannot find the beneficiary. So that would conclude or lead them to conclude that he's potentially not alive, but potentially not dead either, right? But after 7 years with this code, they're going to go with the latter. So that claim could have been there since, you know, 6 months, right? They needed to move some paperwork, change some titles, do something, and, you know, that beneficiary was MIA. And the reason why I tell it to you like that is because there's a rule of 7 years. And y'all have heard that.
And they say it in there, right? So after 7 years, then they presume you to be dead. I'm not going back to all of this stuff. Just jumping around the estate. So beneficiaries in the second part, remaining beyond the sea for 7 years together and no proof of their lives. There's no proof of their lives. Judgment in action to direct a verdict as though beneficiary were dead. I don't know if y'all overstand the show yesterday. I know we jumped all over the place. And I don't know if y'all getting me today. I'm weird. That's why I like to show y'all shit. Right? But the way I'm presenting it to you, you have to put yourself in that perspective to understand what you need to understand. And I say understand because a lot of y'all don't understand it. All right? So you got to get it before you can master this shit. The last part is, if the supposed dead man. So think about it. Who is the supposed dead man? Because nowhere did they say man. They kept saying Seske me. Deceased of persons, right? Seth gave me. Recital that the Seth gave me. Not recital that the man presumed dead, right? Has been gone beyond the sea. Not the man remaining beyond the seas for 7 years. No, they put beneficiary or Seth gave me. Why the confusion? Why the confusion? But in this part, they tell you simply, if the supposed dead man, oh, well, let's just read it the other way. If the supposed dead beneficiary, if the supposed dead Seth KV proves to be alive, oh God. See how deceased comes back, y'all? Deceased is marked on that dead man's information. Do you know how hard it is for you to get back alive? I pose some challenging questions for you to ponder. First would be, if that name is dead, what do you go by? So if the supposed dead beneficiary, if the supposed dead man, if the supposed dead Seske V proves to be alive, then the title, that's bullshit, title, the ownership, big white pants is revested, it's given back. It's not yours. All you got to do is claim it. And I don't know what's so hard to do. What's so hard in that? Hey, I need this shit so I can move it and put it where I want to move it and put it. So I can administer the shit out of it because it's my property. But no, everybody is bent on that's my name and that's my family tree and pish posh. This shit says literally, if the dead man. So what happened to this SKV? Let's see if they have SKV at all in this section. This shit crazy. They say action for means profits with interest. Oh, so again, they're saying that the title is revested, so you get back the title, so you claim ownership. And they said action for profits with interest. I just told you, they have already built your wealth for you. All you gotta do is claim it. They built it for you, with you in mind. 363.27 tells you the same thing. They are accountable to you. 363.27 tells you that. Huh? They have to keep a log of every investment they've made. I told y'all, go on GMI Utilities, take out all of the people because you need to make sure that they... Compensate me. But let me read this last part because I don't see Seske V in any of this section. It's a little lengthy. I'm going to read some of it. Provided always that if any person shall be cast out of lands or tenements by virtue of this act. So, okay, you got to remember from the beginning why this is even in place. You're talking about 1666, when people forfeited their lands back in this time, it was vested. Yes, I said it. That, you know what? I'm going to turn it up a notch because y'all don't believe me. Let me give y'all some shit I ain't never shit before. While I get to it, yeah, I was trying to say, while I'm looking this up, I don't think y'all really understand how crazy this shit is. Yo, listen. Yeah, I just wish y'all would just read. Hold on. I'm trying to do too much. Where can I go to find this one? Damn it, I'm drawing a blank. What's the name of the damn site? Oh, shoot. Man. What's the freaking name of that site? Oh, damn, boy. Took you long enough. All right, I'm here. I ain't never shared this, so let's see if I can find it. Okay. Boom, it says, the king to his justices of the bench greeting, we're as of late, it was provided that religious men should not enter into the fees of any without the will and license of the lords in chief of whom these fees are held immediately. And such religious men have notwithstanding later entered as well into their own fees as into those of others, appropriating them to themselves and buying them, and sometimes receiving from them the gifts of others, whereby the services which are due of such fees, and which at the beginning were provided for the defense of the realm, are unduly withdrawn, and the lords in chief do lose their escheats of the same. We therefore, to the profit of the realm, wishing to provide a fit remedy in this matter by advice of our prelates, counts, and other subjects of our realm who are of our council, have provided, established, and ordained that no person, religious or otherwise, whatsoever shall be, whatsoever he be, shall presume to buy or sell any lands under color of gifts, under color of lease, of any other term or title, whatever. I'm going to stop right there. I don't know if y'all know what time it is. I don't know if y'all even know what I just read. Because at first, they're talking about fee. They're talking about fee simple. They're talking about estates. They're talking about land. The church can't do it. They can't. The individual men, I should say, can't own land. They can't buy it. They can't own it. They can't lease it. Hence, why they created trust. On that note, I'll go to the call line. Because I ain't going to hang out too much longer. Let me know what y'all thinking. I see your hands up. I know I dropped a couple of people dropped. You know, they had their hands up. Like I said, I go through my spiel before I just let y'all take me every which way y'all want to take me. But yeah, this is the show. So you tune in, you know, try to chime in on what I'm talking about. And if you can't chime in on that, you know, we have time. We'll get to some other questions if we can't. So 305-397-PEACE. I know I said a mouthful. Any which way you want to start, we can go from there. What's good with you?
Hey, peace, my brother. Peace, man. No doubt, man. Man, I'm just enjoying tonight's show so much, right? So here's my question, right? If you can't own, if you can't transfer something, right, do you own it? And I say that, right, because I ain't going to lie to you, bro. You already know, man. I love Law Life Academy. You know what I'm saying? LawLifeAcademy.com. But what I'm really saying, what I'm saying is this, right? So, what I think I'm hearing for tonight's show is, as long as somebody's a minor or, you know, just not the right type of person or whatever, they can't truly own anything.
The trick is, you know, here's what I would say in regards to adding to what you're saying. Because I don't know if it's so much that, right? That,
right,
you know, as long as you're a minor, you can't own anything. I don't know if it's so much that. What I think it is I think it's a lot more of people do not understand the gravity of these labeling. They don't understand what these classifications do to hinder them, right? So I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and I made a comment like something to the effect of, you know, we're all being, like, for lack of a better term, infringed on, right? Like our rights, all this stuff is being violated.
Right.
And somebody looked at me and they said, not me. With so much confidence. And it just had me thinking. Right there in the moment, I said to myself, I didn't say it out loud, I said to myself, you know you've won when you have indoctrinated the people so much so that they can't see the chains around their own damn necks. Because you're walking around freely. I say it a different way. You know what's crazy? I started watching a movie yesterday. The name of the movie, because I had a nasty headache. And when I like to get away from stuff, I watch stuff that I think is so-called dumb, right? Doesn't cause me to think, just make me laugh, you know? And I put on Don't Be a Menace While Drinking Your Juice in South Central. Y'all know the one, Dwayne's brother. And I didn't get to watch the whole thing. I just started the beginning. But what was interesting was they were telling a story of what it's like growing up in the ghetto. But if you listen to the narration, right, the person narrating the story tells it from a perspective of, you know, the ebbs and the flows, right, the ups and the downs, right? But whenever they hit a key point, like now you wonder why there's no dads in the black community or people growing up without fathers, so to speak, right? And you'll see, what's the other brother's name? There's Damon, and what's the oldest one?
Keenan.
There's the oldest. Keenan. Keenan comes in, and he pops in because he's the mailman and the shit, and he's like, message. And he did that shit twice on some powerful shit, bro. But look at the way they had to do it. They had to do a movie depicting our people in the worst freaking way, but at the same time, drop the gems and let you know they're dropping the gems. It wasn't comedy, bro. I was young when I watched that. A younger, I should say. Probably young in mind, right? But now, when I look at it, I'm just like, yo, they won't never let them show shit like this again on, like, no TV shit. This is too powerful. So this is why you got to pay attention to the message, right? So the message for me tonight is, if you can't see the situation you're in, you will never muster up the strength to get out of it. You can't conquer what you can't fucking see. And I mean that, even if you're blind, you got to be able to see the problem. If every day you wake up and you're stubbing your toe on like the same spot, so to speak, you know, you roll out of bed and keep stubbing your toe because you roll right, wouldn't you at some point want to roll left and try that way? If you know what's there, you know what you're going to see, right? You're going to see, ah, because you know when you hit something, even when your eyes close, you know you get that burst of, like, I don't know what they would see, but I'm saying, like, you know how you get that inner light, so to speak, because your eyes are closed, right? But you, within yourself, you, something goes off, like that bright red that lets you know you hit something, or, you know what I mean? Like, you got a little pain sensor going off or something. I don't know if I'm explaining it right.
Yeah, your body takes over, right? It's like, yo, I got this from now on.
Yeah. So you're going to do something to adjust. So first, you got to see the issue. And the issue is greater than what they're sharing with us. No longer do I want to hear, you know, I've had people accuse me of, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm trying that shit. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm showing you their laws, because I don't really deal with cults, but I'm showing you their laws. How can I be wrong about their laws? Right? What you don't understand is, at the end of the day, shouldn't nobody tell you what you can and cannot put on the record? That's first and foremost. Why? Because that authority is limited to them. You got to be able to see the issue. The issue is not paperwork. The issue is you. Lack of overstanding, therefore you have no legs to stand. I told y'all, what y'all think? I'm some crazy guy that just want to talk shit. Oh man, I wish it was me. I've already done these things. I've walked into situations where one week I did something, next week the guy, same person, turns around and says, nah man, you ain't never did this. It wasn't you. So now I'm crazy. Hold on, let me just pull out something. Let me just show you your hand and seal. Let me show you that. Uh-huh. What do you think he did after I showed it to him? Tell me that he gonna refuse it again? So imagine if somebody was standing behind me in line and watched me do that. Well, he gonna tell that person that just saw him do it. They know what they're doing. This is why they want, when they let you come into court, they don't want you to create a scene. If they know you gonna stand on your square, you're wrong because you're in the building, right? But if they know you're going to say some shit, they wait till they get everybody processed and then leave you alone in there. Go ahead, say anything you want. We're going to hold your ass in contempt. You already gave us jurisdiction. You came here. Well, you voluntarily showed up. They snicker into each other like, look at this boy here. He actually showed up. Fresh fish. He actually showed up. I'm sorry, bro. I know I took over. Hopefully I made some sense. I just wanted to speak to the fact that people aren't willing to see that there's something wrong. So there's no way they're going to fix something. So yes, if you don't own something, you can't transfer it. If you want to transfer something, you got to own it, whichever way you want to give it to them. But that is an absolute fact. And the thing is, you all have to put yourself in that position. We don't even jump on the freedom train that you're supposed to be on because everybody wants to do everything else. Oh, let me help me discharge that. Help me figure out this problem. Help me fix that. Yo, do you know if you had them show that this man is no longer dead but really alive? Meaning the administration has been activated. The claim has been laid. Therefore, let me tell y'all, man, therefore all of the playing with the monies for investments got to cease or quickly wrap up. Why? Because somebody came knocking for their claim. And I could show that to you in their coat. Sorry again, bro. Anything else?
Nah, man. I'm just thinking in my head here. You know, if somebody's tapping into your life force and like, yo, I got ownership over your property for the time being, man, you better know what to do.
The beauty of it is, can't nobody else make that claim. That's why they want you to forfeit it, right? They can't make the claim. No one else can.
Only your mama and your daddy can do it. That's why, and through your lineage, you can go back. You, I mean, you got to show proof of certain things, but you can make that claim, right? As long as you are a descendant and not a decedent.
Mm. That's powerful.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So it's a lot going on. I was going to read something on the withdrawal, but I kind of went to I don't want to go into some topics. I'm going to leave it right there because I don't put y'all on. If y'all didn't know, I don't put y'all on tonight for more games, but y'all need to go grab that. But one of the things I wanted you all to understand is it says in their laws that they have provided means for withdrawal from the registration or register of titles. And you can get a certificate demonstrating that they no longer own that thing. I'm going to just leave it like that. That's where I'm going to leave it. Yeah. I'm not going to read that shit. But yeah, thank you again, bro. My bad, man. I wanted to make sure I took a look because I wanted to go into that, but I don't want to add it to everything that we talked about. What you touched on is the fact that people need to understand what they're doing in order for them to be able to stand. And I appreciate that. I'll continue to champion that because at the end of the day, we all are out here trying to make something happen, but we're sometime literally just throwing paint at the wall trying to see what sticks. And we got to do a little bit better. Why is this shit doing that? We got to do a little bit better. So with that being said, I'm a little bit tired, y'all, a little bit out of it, so I ain't going to stunt. I'll catch y'all on Thursday. Same time, same place. Peace. Thanks again, bro.
You got it, man. Thank you. Peace.
All right. Peace.